Today we're speaking with Debbie Cannon, who's running for the position of counselor. Thank you very much, Debbie, for coming into the studio. So let's begin by having you tell us something about yourself. Were you born and raised here, or did you come to the shoe swap from somewhere else?
I came from actually Kelowna when I was 4 years old. So I was born in Kelowna, but I would say that I was raised in Salmon Arm.
What brought you to this part of the world?
Well, my parents moved our family here, myself, my older sister, and my younger brother. For my dad's work, I believe, is why we moved here. And went to North Canoe Elementary School. Then I went to Shuswap School, and I graduated from SAS.
What kinds of things have you been doing during your time living here?
I say I grew up here, but shortly after I graduated, I got married to my husband, Bruce Cannon, and we left Salmon Arm for his work. We left for 10 years, 5 in Kelowna and 5 in Lethbridge, Alberta. But both of our parents still lived in Salmon Arm, and we really always wanted to get back to Salmon Arm. So we moved back in 1993, I believe, with our three daughters, and made this our home to raise our kids. And we've been here ever since, as well as our kids.
What do you like most about living in the shoe swap?
You know, it's interesting because we say this term over and over again, that there's boomerangs. And I guess Bruce and I really were boomerangs because we moved away and we came back. And really, you see that happening with so many young families, my kids included. My older daughters went away to university, and then now they have moved back to Salmon Arm and are raising their families here. So I think that theme of boomerang is true. There's a lot of boomerangs that come back to the shoe swap because really, I mean, I've traveled a lot around the world, and this is the most beautiful place, I think, in the world, the shoe swap, Salmon Arm, and just the whole setting here.
So turning the last question around, is there anything you don't like about the shoe swap?
I'd have to think kind of hard about that one, Jeanette. I'm not quite sure if I could come up with something that I don't like about the shoe swap. One interesting thing is, a few years back when my oldest daughter had just graduated, she went on a Rotary exchange, and she brought a whole bunch of like 4 young adults back from Europe to stay with us. And it was interesting because they found our community was not walkable and they weren't able to get around in our community. At that time, we lived up in the Hillcrest area. So really, our topography of Salmon Arm, it's hard to make it a walkable. What I'm basically saying is I think really our active transportation and our networks that we could do better, making our community more walkable and accessible with walking and e-bikes and biking, rather than always looking at, cars to get around.
What do you feel are your most important personal attributes and values?
My most important personal values, I would have to say, is family. I think family is a very important value to me. Just to be able to have young families come back here in Salmon Arm and make this their home and being able to work in Salmon Arm, I think is really good. So I think my values really stem to family. Family roots are deep, and I think that's important, and that would be one of my main values, personal values.
In line with that, who are some persons you particularly respect in this community?
I really respect our mayor, Alan Harrison. I've worked under 2 previous mayors when I've been on council, and Alan Harrison, I mean, I knew him because he was my kid's school principal at Hillcrest School, so I knew him from there. And I'd worked under him as a city councilor, but working under him as a mayor has just been a privilege, really, because he is such a team player. So I really value and look up to the way that he leads. So I would say that I look up to him. And I also look up to my mother-in-law, who actually recently passed away, Jackie Cannon. She was an amazing woman in this community. And just the fact of the outpour from the community when she passed away was really a tribute to her. I also look up to my mother, Geneva McLean, who raised me and my brother and sister in Salmon Arm. She taught me a lot of values too.
In your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and area?
You know, what we're hearing on all of the media, the networks, in this election, and our community is no different, is the homelessness issue. That's a huge issue, and it wasn't as prevalent, you know, 17 years ago. That is the issue that everyone's talking about. That's the issue that everyone's asking any candidate that's running. And I think it's such a huge issue because it's not cut and dry as to how to deal with it. Our council has worked with BC Housing to bring new housing to affordable housing to Salmon Arm. I think it's like over 70 units, and 38 of those are supportive units. So they have counseling, mental health counseling, addiction counseling, stuff like that available, which I think is what we need, because the homelessness issue is, like I said, so complex, because so many of those people living out there on the streets have mental health and addiction issues. And taking that even further, when people always ask about the homelessness issue, it's even more than that, because you have the business people in the downtown that are trying to run their business, and then the homeless people that are scattered around the downtown, you know, it affects their businesses. So they have an issue with it. Then you have the young families that go to our parks to take their families there, and then they're exposed to it as well. And everyone is talking about it, but I don't think there's anything cut and dry as to how to deal with it so that it's totally gone away, because I don't think that's going to happen.
So what is your main personal reason for running for office?
I would say my main personal reason for running for office is I have a few things that I'm working on that I am not finished with. One being, we put an application in for the 55 plus senior games, and we are waiting to hear if we're successful in that. And I'm fingers crossed that we're going to get that. And I want to be a part of helping with us hosting a successful 55 plus senior games. And the other thing is, I've been the council representative on the Recreation Society board. And as you know, we did a survey, and we had consultants in regards to our new pool and retrofit for our recreation center. And all that data is in, and the last few budgets, we have set aside enough money to do the design build. And I really want to see that move along, because once we've spent the funds to do the design build, then it's shelf ready. So it's ready if there is by chance provincial or federal funding grants available, we're ready to jump on it. We did recognize the new pool in a medium priority in our strategic plan that just recently came out. So, I mean, it's a few years out there, but I think having the funds to do the design build is critical so that we can move it ahead. I mean, our pool is a very aging infrastructure, and that's something that we really, really need to replace.
As an incumbent, we know you've run for office before, but what's it like for you participating in this election campaign?
I think this particular election is very interesting because we're coming off of the pandemic, and there is definitely, there is that group that we can identify out there that really didn't like how the province handled the pandemic and the city as well. And that has a particular set of people running in this election. I mean, I'm just trying to read between the lines of the stuff that I've seen online and bios that I've read and things that I've looked up in other candidates. And I, for me, it's a little bit unnerving. Like, it's kind of a little bit scary, but I guess we have to put it out to the people voting, and hopefully they will do their homework and really decide what their values are and what they, you know, support and what they don't.
So tell our listeners what you would like to accomplish if you're elected.
If I'm elected, I want to continue to work on things like the 55 plus senior games and attracting other big events to our community, because I think it really brings dollars to our businesses and fills up those hotel rooms, especially on the shoulder seasons. I also want to work a little bit more actively on the West Bay Connector Trail. And the other thing that I think that we really need to look closely at is our marine park, our wharf down there. Like, we haven't been able to dredge that so that boats can get in for a lot of years. And over the years, it is gradually, the silt is filling up that corridor for boats to be able to get into our wharf. And I think we need to look at that, because that has been an area, if you're up at Haney and you look at the different archive pictures, there's been a yacht club there for forever. Like, boats came in there forever. So I don't want to see us lose that to be able to bring boats into our downtown.
And now, finally, if you're elected, what do you hope to leave as a legacy when your time in office comes to an end?
Well, if I'm elected, that'll be 4 years in office. And I guess for myself, kind of a few important projects that are in our new strategic plan, and they're medium, they're prioritized as medium. The first one is the pool. You know, I really am pushing for our new pool recreation center. We're doing a retrofit, but it's a huge project. And not that that's going to be done and we'll be able to see it if I get elected at the end of that four-year term. But for me, the legacy and the goal that I want to reach is I want to have that well planned out. We have money set aside to do the design build on that project, and I want to make sure that that is done and it's there waiting. Probably the next election, it'll have to go to referendum just for the funds alone. The public needs to support it, which I know that there'll be huge support for that. The other thing that's important with that is the carbon footprint. We obviously want it to be a green build so that we look at the whole big picture on that project when it does happen. So for me, that's a legacy that I really want to make sure that we're further down the road for that project at the end of my next term if I'm successful in getting elected. The other thing is the West Trail, west of town through our First Nations partners. I really want to see that trail, I mean, fingers crossed and I's dotted and T's crossed. I think that that is doable, to be able to have that trail well on its way and perhaps finished before the end of my next term if I am successful in getting elected. And I just think connecting our downtown to the west of town and having a trail that goes along our waterfront, that is so important. It will just connect our downtown to our First Nation neighbors, and it would just be such an asset to our community. So that's a legacy that I really want to see hopefully happen or be well on its way before the end of my next term if I'm successful in getting elected.
Well, Debbie, thank you again for coming in to share your thoughts about being a candidate in the upcoming election.
Thank you, Jeanette.